Blog Talk Radio.
Talk and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. And again, ladies and gentlemen, today we are blessed with the great Tony Lewis. Tony Lewis is the founder and owner of Designer Fitness and Wellness Center. Tony is a guru in the sense of his ability to obtain knowledge and also in sharing knowledge with us on how to make our health better, our health better, to become more fit, more active, and also to eat better and to also take better care of ourselves and our bodies. However, Tony is not just focused on the sense of the physical body. He's also focused on the mental body. He's also focused on the spiritual body. Tony is just an all-around guy. I actually had the pleasure of visiting his church actually this last Sunday. And as always, the brother has a very good message to share with everybody. And when I say the brother, I mean in the sense of we are all brothers and sisters in the eyes of the Lord. Anyway, without any further ado, I'd like to present Mr. Tony Lewis. Tony, you with us?
Hey, man, how you doing tonight?
I am fine. Never going to do as good as you, but there's always hope. Like I said, I had the pleasure of being with Tony and meeting his lovely wife and the other members of his family, his extended family, which is his church family, and it was a real powerful experience. Anyway, today, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to talk about cholesterol, and Tony is going to share with us all this great knowledge. Now I'm going to shut up and let a master speak.
No, thank you, man. I appreciate you having me on the show. As always, it's a blessing just to be able to tell your listeners and anybody who wants to listen that it's a pleasure to be here, and we're just trying to inform some people, man, about some things that they may or may not know, and the unfortunate thing, there's a lot of bad information out there. You know, we've been told what to eat, what not to eat, how much to eat, and you know, and sometimes there's just not that one size fit all for everybody, so you got to do what's right for you and what's right for your body. And as always, like you said earlier, submit everything through prayer and supplication. So, you know, you just got to do what works for you, man.
Yes, sir. Actually, it's kind of funny. I was out. Today has been a running day for me. I was actually out in Leesburg. Then I was in D.C. Then I was back in the Woodbridge area. And it was just interesting because when I was out at Leesburg talking with a company, they actually mentioned one of your shows, which I thought was really pretty cool. So, again, people may not be calling in like we want them to yet, but evidently they are listening. I thought it was quite interesting that they brought it up, and they had positive things to say.
Oh, cool. Well, maybe they can sponsor us and get us out there a little bit, get some more people to listen, and hit us up on Facebook, and you know, I encourage all your listeners, man, to just call in or hit me on Facebook if they have any questions, because, you know, it's like I said, it's always somebody out there who's going to challenge what I say, and I challenge what other people say, and truth be told, that, you know, we're all just trying to figure this thing out, but the one thing that we do know is there's no one size that fits all. And you have to do what makes you feel good, and you have to eat the right foods. I always tell clients, if you're eating whole foods, you're eating real natural foods, the way nature and God intended it, I don't think you can go wrong.
Roger that.
Processed foods are going to be out of the question.
So how do processed foods affect us in our intake of cholesterol, you know, and also the differences in cholesterol?
Well, I mean, you have to understand something, Jerry. There's LDLs, there's HDLs, there's good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. And what the country has not really realized, and this is a staggering statistic, and sometimes people will get the cholesterol levels, I think, a little bit confused. They may go to their doctor or physician, and they'll get a diagnosis of high cholesterol. So my question is always, what is high cholesterol? Is it the HDL that's high? Is it the LDL that's high? Because if you just take the overall number on cholesterol, there's some people out there, and I have a tendency to agree with them, that a cholesterol of 180 is not really a high cholesterol. Is there a difference between the there's no greater risk at 180 at 300? Now, anything over 300, obviously that's going to be high. There's some people getting on high on cholesterol medications if their cholesterol is at 180 or 160. And I don't think that's a good reason to put somebody on cholesterol medication when they could definitely bring that down by changing their diet, of more of a plant-based diet, get off some of the bad cholesterols, and with some exercise and drinking plenty of water. So when you add to answer your question, the processed foods are going to cause you there's a greater risk of having a higher cholesterol if you're eating a lot of fatty foods that are processed meats, processed whether it's even boxed goods or anything. It could cause your cholesterol to be higher.
I understand. So what you're saying is that you're not telling people to ignore their doctors, but what you're asking them is to actually challenge their physicians, because sometimes they may not be totally understanding the information that's shared with them.
Well, I just believe that the big problem here is people are so quick to get on prescription medication. And sometimes there are kickbacks of how many prescriptions I can actually write per month. And some of the larger pharmaceutical companies will say, well, hey, you know, you have good cholesterol. I mean, you have good insurance, and you know, the president will pay for it. And that's why we have a crisis now with the health care. Just because I have good insurance and I have a copay of $20, I may not personally be paying a lot out of my pocket, but somebody else is. So if I'm a pharmaceutical company, and I go into and you've been there. Anytime you go to the doctor, they're all coming in with their, you know, rolling their little briefcase behind them, and they have all these new drugs to try out, and they're telling the doctors, hey, you know, write this prescription. You write a certain amount of scripts in a month or in a year. At the end of the year, we send you on a vacation to Hawaii because you wrote 200 prescriptions for high cholesterol. So if I'm a doctor, or I'm getting a financial kickback for writing them. So if I'm a doctor, and again, Jerry, I want to be perfectly clear, I'm not saying this is something that all doctors are doing, but it behooves me every time I see a client come in and they're on 6 or 7 different medications, when they could clearly be reversed or corrected. Notice I didn't say cured. Reversed or corrected when you could just proper diet and exercise.
Right. So how many clients do you, I mean, of course, you know, you're a small microcosm of the world in general, but mm-hmm. on a percentage basis, how many of your clients have you been able to help just through your information and through exercise and helping them with their regimens?
Oh, good question. Hundreds. I have a young lady who started with me probably, I'll guess, about a year ago, and her cholesterol numbers was pretty elevated. They were right around almost 300. And after about 6 months, she was able to come off of cholesterol medication completely.
That's
so her cholesterol was I can't quite remember the number, but it was almost over 260 or something in that neighborhood, which is, I consider, okay, I don't want to be contradicted what I just said earlier, but that could scare the heck out of some people, because also her HDL levels are also elevated. So
right.
I can understand maybe why the doctor would put her on the prescription drugs. However, she exercised, got her diet together, drink plenty of water, and most importantly, got enough sleep. Start getting 8 to 9 hours of sleep every night because cortisol levels are extremely high when you're stressed out. And she was able to come off of the medications and lower her cholesterol levels down to a reasonable number, I think about 160, 180 in that neighborhood. So it can work. It's just a matter of being obedient and disciplined to doing it. I think so many times people get to a point where they think, well, I'm going to be on this medication for the rest of my life. My doctor says I'm going to do it. I have to be on it for the rest of my life. My grandmama had it. My great-grandmama had it, so I'm going to have it. And I don't think that's always the case.
Right. Well, again, you know, that's what a lot of people don't understand. And that's another reason why I really like your particular gym or your facility, because you're not one of those people that tell them, okay, spend 10 minutes on the treadmill. You know, you're working with natural movement. It's also keeping those people motivated. So you're not only helping them, you know, with their HDL and all of that, you're helping them on a mental level. And that's also got to be a very powerful tool to solving a lot of these problems that they've ingrained as being natural or hereditary.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, you hit the nail on the head. We do what's called functional training, and some people will call it CrossFit training, which I like functional CrossFit as well. But I don't spend a lot of time having people walking on treadmills and riding bikes. I think that's pretty boring, especially if you're looking at, you know, some of these TV shows that's on, especially if you're looking at the news. I mean, how exciting can that get?
But right.
A 30-minute workout that's high intense, but only to the level where the individual can handle it. Some workouts are different, obviously different, because some people, some of my clients' intensity level is higher. But 30 minutes to 45 minutes of good working out, strength training along with CrossFit, cardiovascular training, we've seen some tremendous results in 30 minutes. I very rarely have a client, unless they're trying to gain weight, which I do have some people who are looking to gain. But very rarely do we have a client that works out more than 30 to 45 minutes.
Right. And I know you've got some phenomenal results, because I've actually watched a couple of your classes, and, you know, I've actually had people tell me that in a month's time they may not do the same exercise twice.
No. We try very hard not to do the same exercise within the 3 or 4 month period. Now, it depends on the level, again, the group or the person, but some of my clients have not done the same workout in 6 months.
Wow.
It just changes that often, whether it's, you know, something with ropes or bands or kettlebells or just regular push-ups or running a 5K. I've had some clients that will come in, and of course, these are the more advanced people. Well, we'll do some strength training, and then we'll go outside and run 3.1 miles, come back in and stretch, and that's it for the day.
Yeah, I've seen on your website, too, you got people lifting tires and swinging hammers, and I was wow.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
but it's just the fact that it's such a combination of different things, and you're working all of those things to help people to reduce their cholesterol through natural stuff.
Here's the other thing too, Gary, and I want to make it perfectly clear. I'm not one of those nutrition people who is going to tell you that everyone should be a vegetarian, everyone should be a vegan, or everyone should eat red meat. I'm not going to do that because, again, I'm a graduate from the School of Integrative Nutrition, which is the world's largest nutrition school in the world. And the reason it's called integrative nutrition is because there's so many different integrative plans and programs out there. What may fit one particular person may not fit you or me. So myself, I'm a holistic, grass-fed, free-range chicken-eating guy. I eat more of a paleo-style diet. I have some clients who are high in cholesterol or high stress people, that even though I believe that the CLA levels in some of the grass-fed meat can help with their cholesterol, but there are some people I tell them, let's go off of meat for 21 days. Some people, I say, let's go for 40 days, especially if they're type 2 diabetes. If they've just been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, I will really recommend going to a plant-based diet for a short period of time and then slowly introduce red meats back in. But I also will want to make sure that the red meat that you're introducing to your body is not commercial feedlot red meat.
Right. Actually, I just met a guy not too long ago in one of the BNI chapters, actually not far from you, from where your studio is. He has his own farm and everything. I thought that was amazing, you know, where he actually grows his own cattle, and he, from what I understand, it's all natural.
Yeah, the I try my very best, and I, again, I think we talked about this in the previous show. I try to do a 90-10 rule. I try 90% of the time I try to eat my own food that I prepared and cooked myself, and then the other 10% of the time, obviously, you know, I don't live in a perfect world. Last week I spent some time in the great city of Cleveland, and I didn't get a chance to eat as healthy as I wanted to, so obviously I couldn't make all my food. But I really try to eat 90% of my own food that I cook or grow myself. One of the things I purchased last year was a tower garden, and I grow all of my tomatoes, my lettuce, my spinach, my broccoli, kale, and stuff like that, and cucumbers.
Wow. And I can definitely attest that you definitely cook your own food. I think the first time that we actually met, you were actually cooking your own stuff when I actually met you in your office. And, I was like, okay, I was trying to kind of figure it out because you never know what angle a person's at. But, ladies and gentlemen, I can attest that this particular statement is definitely true. Or how you say, Isaiah and Bennett approved that statement because I was there.
Well, I said earlier, I don't do microwaves. I don't do the processed food. I have a company that I use. And if any of your listeners want to find out who that is, and it's a company that I use them because I trust them. I try to use the local farmers. Matter of fact, I just talked with a client today who's emailing me a place where I can get free-range chicken. Just go right to this guy and say, hey, I want 7 chickens, and, they'll kill the chickens and do all of the humane way of slaughtering and everything right there before you. But I only eat red meat, I try to, rather, 90% of the time, from one particular company, because I trust this farmer. I know that it's 100% grass-fed beef, not 80-20 grass-fed. Well, sometimes farmers will raise the cow up to 80% of his life, and then the last 20% they'll feed him grains and barley and oats. And some people may think that's okay, too, but I try to go as strictly grass-fed as possible. Raw milk. I am a huge fan of raw milk, and I get people all the time saying, what are you, crazy? You're buying raw milk. You're not getting milk from the store. And I'm like, no. I mean, we have about 17 clients. We all own our own cow, and we have our milk delivered to us every Thursday. And we get a gallon of milk a week. And we own the cow, so therefore, it's a cow share, so we're not doing anything illegal, but we can't just sell that milk to anybody else. But you can certainly be part of a cow share, and I encourage anyone to look up the benefits of raw milk on YouTube, the internet, and of course, obviously, there's going to be some people out there saying, well, you can get sick, but there's not one reported case of anybody dying from raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even find one of anybody getting sick.
Wow.
But there's a lot of people out there who will tell you that it's bad for you and it's too much bad bacteria, but obviously that's not the case.
Oh, yeah, one other thing, and this is kind of an attaboy to you. Actually, the lady that handles my taxes and stuff, she wanted to thank you for the information that you shared in reference to glutens and things like that. And she was explaining to me that, she didn't know until she had her grandchild that people had food allergies and things like that, and that they discovered that I think it was gluten that was one of the things that was causing her young grandson to become very sick. And, you know, she was thankful for the show, but she was also had wished that she had heard a show like that earlier, you know, but that was really great information. I just wanted to give you that one.
Oh, good, man. I mean, praise God. I mean, I just believe that, you know, information is power, and our people perish for lack of knowledge. And if you don't know, you don't know until somebody tells you. But something is, most people, it's funny, and I know we're trying to stick to cholesterol tonight, but we have such a broad range of stuff to talk about. But most people don't understand the effect that gluten can really have on a body. And in young children, I mean, when I was growing up, and I think I may be a little bit older than you, you're a young man, but nobody had ADHD and all of these symptoms that children are having now. And now you have to wonder, where is all of this stuff coming from?
Yep, and Alzheimer's, all of the above,
yeah,
things
I mean,
that used to not be a predominant factor.
Oh, yeah. It has to do a lot with the food. Food has changed in the last 50 years than it has in the last 10,000. There's, you know, I was reading something the other day about corn, that 90% of 90 to 95% of all the corn in this country now is genetically modified. That's a huge statistic.
Right.
And you know, the American, the farmers now are dying breed. They can make almost anything in a factory now. So, you know, I encourage your listeners to go to our Facebook, which is Designer Fitness and Wellness Center in Gainesville, Virginia, because every day I post something on Facebook that I get tremendous results and feedback from, because people are just really enthused about the fact that some of the myths and propagandas that people, you know, just put out there about, you know, whether it's cholesterol and you know, how going, you know, there's a funny statistic that we posted today about cholesterol. They gave these, you know, these bunnies this vegetarian diet, and naturally they all died from it. But you can't look at giving bunnies and rabbits and mice, doing some of the tests on them, and think it's going to be get the same results from humans.
True.
So,
true.
You know, we have to look at this thing from a different perspective now, and just really see, you know, the truth behind the curtain here, what's really working and what's not working.
You're right. It's just like, again, I was talking with a lady the other day, and she was telling me that her, again, another grandbaby is allergic to corn. You were just talking about corn. And what ended up happening was they found out that the baby bottles at the hospital were sprayed with like a corn dust powder or something like that. And that sometimes when they process the plastic, sometimes they use supplements from other things. And those things were leaching into the child's diet, you know, because
oh, yeah.
They didn't realize it. But it's just amazing. So, yes, you're absolutely right. And you already
oh,
knew
yeah.
that.
yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny, you know, corn, high fructose corn syrup, corn starch, corn syrup, that has become, I dare you to go into your pantry right now and try to find at least 10 items that is not, that does not contain high fructose corn syrup.
Yes.
I mean, it made a lot of things cheaper. It's something that is a chemical that's causing people to have high cholesterol and obesity rate. It's in everything. And if you look at the statistics and the things behind it, it is not a natural something that we should be eating in our food.
Okay.
So, yeah, I feel you on that one. Whoever your friend was that told you about that one, yeah, I mean, those things that they're starting kids off, as soon as they get born in the hospital, that's a problem when they start making the bottles, the nipples, out of some of those things.
Yeah, it's just interesting. But again, that's why having shows like this and having them where even people that don't listen live can pass that information on to people that they didn't catch the show live but also still get to get that information. You know, what's that saying? No matter how many times you do something, if you can save one life, you've done an amazing thing.
Yeah.
And that's
why
shows like this are good, because we get a lot of people that listen to the shows after they've aired. You know, they didn't make the original broadcast, but they listen after, and then they'll either send a Facebook or an email or what have you with their comments. Or some people, it's amazing when I find out who some of the people are that are actually listening. You know, perfect example, just from your shows alone, I've had at least, you know, between today and yesterday, I've had at least three people comment because I didn't even know they were listening, and they were. And the people in actually Leesburg, I just met them today.
Wow. Well, I hope they call me and you know, so I can, you know, because this is something that I could probably run my mouth all day and night about this stuff, because this is my passion. I love to help people. Talking and giving advice is free for me. I just hope people will take the time out to really pay more attention to what they put in their body. Because what you put in is what you get out. And, you know, one man's food is another man's poison. So hopefully people are really starting to understand that. You know, it amazes me, Zarian, how you can look at some of the TV commercials that come on and it says, oh, this guy, you know, I've lost 32 pounds and I've been doing this program, and I've lost 32 pounds and I've been doing this, so I've lost 50 pounds. And if you look at the ingredients that's on the label, I wouldn't give that to anybody. There's one particular company out there, and obviously, again, you know, I'm never gonna put anybody on blast unless somebody calls up and bugs me to say it. But there's one particular company, and they target African Americans, and they have this smoothie drink, and it's supposed to fit everybody, and mm-hmm. it's supposed to taste really good. And I collected one from a client once, and when I read the label and read the ingredients, what's in it, and matter of fact, I'm actually getting up now to find it because I have it right here on the counter. But when I read the ingredients, and the first ingredient is 27 things that I can't even pronounce, and then it's... I'm telling you, these are words that I mean, you would have to have four master's degrees to pronounce it, but the bottom line is, it's full of fructose, high fructose corn syrup. It's full of soy protein, which, you know, I'm a huge, largely against soy. Corn syrup, corn starch, it's just nothing natural in it.
Yeah.
But they're probably selling so many of them because they're on the right commercials, the right radio stations. They have the money behind the advertising dollars behind it, and people will lose weight.
But yeah, it's just the wrong type of weight they're losing. They're just trading one poison for another.
Right, they're just trading one poison for another, and all you have to do is diet and exercise moderately. You don't have to be in the gym 5-6 times a week. Moderately exercise, sleep, drink plenty of water, and eat a good diet. Eat a good
a healthy diet, regular exercise, and if necessary, some medication to maybe reduce your high cholesterol if it's a bad cholesterol, but also trying to get to the point to where you can control it with exercise and diet. Is that more along the lines?
Oh, sure. Yeah. I'm not trying to say that everybody should come off of their medications, because I do believe some people will need them. But if you can reverse it, correct it, or stop it without it, then I think that's should be your first alternative.
I agree. I totally agree. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Tony for sharing all of this information with us, and we all need to watch our cholesterol. Cholesterol, again, is that waxy substance that is found in the fats or lipids of the blood, and we need to work on controlling that and controlling our diet for health. There's no sense of us going blind or losing limbs or legs or anything like that because of high cholesterol or because we don't want to listen to the people that can point us in the correct direction. And Tony's not saying to just ignore your doctors, but he's also saying get a second opinion and also look at a holistic approach in trying to correct your problem. With that, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Mr. excuse me, Tony Lewis of Designer Fitness and Wellness Center. His information is actually at the bottom of the page. We also encourage you to call Tony and share with him and the rest of us anything that you want. And you're always welcome to call in on the Zurian Show and, of course, on Tony's show, and to call Tony privately or on his number actually at the facility. He'll be more than happy to help you or entertain you in any way or hopefully point you in the right direction so that you can have the healthy and successful life that you want. You know, and he's, again, willing to share that information. Again, Tony, thank you very much for everything.
Thanks for having me, bro. Thanks for having me, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for listening to the Zurian Show. And the next show, I believe, will be on soy or asparagus, one of the two. Check the log, and you'll see, ladies and gentlemen, because those shows are already posted. And, again, we want to thank Tony and his family because we know that they are his strength and his support, and his other means of support are always up high. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and have a blessed day. Take care.